them forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
See, you don't have to be wearing, you know, nothing wrong with Bible paraphernalia, you know, but you don't have to have, you know, you going to hell if you don't get saved on your t-shirt, you know, to be witnessing. No, just carry the presence of God. Carry the presence of God. After a while, people are going to start asking you some questions. They're going to want to know something. How come you have so much peace all the time when the boss is acting up like this? I can't stand him. How come you can do all this? Tell me your secret. You have to have all that, you know, nothing wrong with, you know, a t-shirt that provokes some thought, or, you know, nothing wrong with those things, but you don't need all that if you carry the presence. Solomon had the presence of God. He was a man of rest, and rest caused the presence. See, God is always looking for a place to lay his head, a place where he might rest. You see, evil spirits go out of a man when they're cast out, and what are they doing? They're seeking rest. What do we mean? A place where they can identify with the environment. They come into a house full of strife, evil spirits, they identify there, they keep it up until they can finally enter into those temples. Well, God seeks a place of rest, a place where somebody's not anxious over everything, where they're not struggling, where they're not in competition with people, where they're worshipers. For he seeketh such to worship him in spirit and in truth. People that love truth, that want to stand for something. People that are longing for something more. His eyes go to and fro in all the earth in search of. Time to, amen, get out of that complacent mindset. That's why when we stand to worship, everybody stand in worship. When we stand to praise, everybody stand to praise. We are not spectators. We are participators. We desire his presence. We need his presence. And it's a corporate thing. Yeah, I can usher in his presence myself. Even if you don't get blessed, I'm going to get blessed. But there's a corporate anointing. On the day of Pentecost, they were all in one place, all in one accord. And heaven shook the place where they were. That's why we need everybody involved. You know, in the playoffs, everybody go to the playoff game. When the team goes up a point, you don't see no fans just sitting. No, they up, screaming, hollering, one accord. And you know what? Guess what? The team is riding that energy. They're riding that energy. Oh, yeah. Praising God. It's a reality. It's not some far-fetched, he's way out there somewhere. No, he inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits the praises. So, amen. So, listen, I'm not trying to, you know, bash anything or anybody, you know, especially young people. Even the young ones. You know, I love to see the young ones when they go to marching around here. You know, they've been touched. You know, or when people go to, you know, that's just an expression. That's okay with me. You know, they go marching, that's good. You know, generate some more. You know, we need more people marching. I'd be counting, okay, there was five today, so is that all that's getting touched like this? But see, you know what? When we really learn to praise God, you start to break out of realms that have kept you hemmed in. See, when you start praising, listen, so many things happen when you start to praise God. You can't even define all the things that happen. Warfare is taking place. Battles you won't have to fight out there. Mindset starts shifting. See, the greatest manifestation of breakthrough is a shout. When you can truly shout. I don't know about you, but I'm free to shout. I'll shout anywhere. It don't matter. It don't matter. If I sense the presence of the Lord, I'll shout. I'll give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Why? Because I'm not going to let the enemy limit me. Listen, in a service like this, you might encounter intimidation spirits. There are spirits that will try to intimidate you, even if you want to shout, even if you want to say amen. They'll try to sit on you. All the time, people don't understand how important it is for you to say amen. We are dialoguing. It's not a monologue. Even in the Bible, they said amen. Amen. When they read the Pentateuch and those things, they said amen. There was dialogue. Amen. So when the Lord is talking to us, we're saying amen. In other words, we're saying so be it. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. We are generating an atmosphere. Amen. Till it can truly feel like heaven in the room. And not only feel like it, it is. Change is happening. God never shows up without a purpose. God never shows up just to observe. He's busy. Or if we could just view sometime the angels going around this room, touching, strengthening, healing, breaking chains, encouraging, lifting up, chasing demons out. So I want to encourage you. Every opportunity, it's a privilege. And you know what? You know what? Let me take it a little further. It's a command. You see, what we have dealt with in church is we have tried to kind of cater to people rather than touch the prophetic frequency. See, prophetically, we are commanded to touch a frequency. That's why we get together. God wants to talk to us. We're not here, oh, if you like to, please, you know, if everybody would, if you like. No, no, no. We should know it's in our heart. We are commanded when we come. I'm under a mandate to usher God's presence in because we make decrees from here. We are assembling just like the Senate, just like the Congress, and from the church, decrees are sent out. But see, we don't need the Republicans, amen, fighting the Democrats in the assembly. Where nothing can get passed and everything's stalled because everybody ain't for it. Can I make it any plainer here? Whether Democrat or Republican or nonpartisan, whatever you are, we need to come into agreement. There's one king. We're not here to vote on him. We're here to worship him. We're here to give him praise. We're here to give him glory. We're here to give him honor. Hallelujah. Listen, when you lose your fear of worshiping and praising God before people, you lose fear of a whole lot of stuff. I said you lose fear of a whole lot of stuff. Why? Because fear is gone. You'll take on challenges you never thought you could take on, and you'll do it with boldness. Why? Where did it come from? That time I praised God in the service. Something broke off my life. I'm not afraid anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, something happening up in here. Come on, come on, come on. I said something going on up in here. Some yokes are being destroyed. Hallelujah. Your praise is a battle cry. We declare war. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. You got to understand what praising will do. Jehoshaphat received some very unique instruction. He said, Jehoshaphat, they sought the Lord. They were afraid at the magnitude, the size of the enemy they faced. But the Lord said, listen, I want to give you a strategy. I want you to send out the singers first. Because see, when they start praising and singing, you won't have to fight. The battle's going to be won through the songs. That's what he said. You won't have to fight in this battle because the praise is going to put me to work. I'm going to fight your battle for you. The battle is the Lord's when you learn how to praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a presence when we corporately, there was no one on the day of Pentecost. They stayed there. There was no one there that was not in one accord. They stayed there long enough to come into one accord. So when we come into the church, you know, sometimes your mind is on issues, family, things you have to deal with tomorrow, stuff that happened yesterday. You know, how are you going to pay this? Or, you know, this is happening on the job. You know, you lay all that stuff on the altar. When you come in, you block off that time. When it's time to praise, it ain't time to be worried. It ain't time for you to be all frustrated. You got to break through some stuff. Sometimes you got to shake that off. Shake that serpent off. He done bit you, but shake him off. Shake him off in your praise till your spirit rises up again, till your spirit gets buoyant again, till you know you got victory again, till you know the devil is a lie again, till you know that Jesus reigns forever again. Hallelujah. You have that ability. You have that anointing. You have that relationship. You don't have a relationship that says you win some and you lose some. Bible tells me, thanks be unto God, who always, somebody say always, always, always causes us to triumph. You will always win if you don't give in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He already paid the price. He has redeemed us. Somebody shout, I'm redeemed. Adam sold us to the pawn shop for a cheap piece of fruit. Sold us. We were a lot worth a whole lot more than that piece of fruit. But he sold us. Took 42 generations. God said, I'm going to redeem them back. I'm going to pay a price to get them back. Hello? Jesus came when he rose from the dead. He went down. He descended. And he told the devil, all right, the price has been paid.
We are continuing in part two of our series entitled, The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our title, Positioned for His Presence. King Solomon was a ruler who was at rest. He received the benefits of rest from the Lord. When you are a person of rest, first, God will give you rest from your enemies like he did King Solomon. Secondly, God gave King Solomon peace and brought along a Cyrus beside him to help establish the kingdom. God gave King Solomon an assignment to build his house because he was a man of rest. Additionally, the Lord declared to King Solomon, "You are my son, and I am your father." The Lord told Solomon, "I will establish your kingdom because you are a man at rest." And Solomon reigned in peace because he rested in his God. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.